This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Inna alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruh. Wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyi'ati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lah wa man yudlil fala hadiya lah. واشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له واشهد ان محمدا عبد الله ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى اله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا يا ايها الذين امنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن الا وانتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد. Always we begin with the praise of Allah. We send our prayers of peace upon our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We testify that none is worthy of worship but Allah, and that our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his worshipping slave and final messenger. I continue to remind myself and you of Taqwallah Azza wa Jal, which is that we are aware and conscious of our dealings with Allah, especially as we show and deal with each other, that we pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows us to love Him more, to fear Him more, and to have greater and greater hope in His mercy, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows you and I to live in harmony within ourselves and within the societies that we find. Earlier today, we had our Harmony Assembly in commemoration of the importance of an anti-racist, anti-extremism platform that we have always as human beings and as Muslims. And one of the commemorations that we had was about the tragedy of the Christchurch massacre of 2 years ago. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept those who were fallen and martyred as shuhada and to allow us and them the honor of entrance into Jannah with our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I wanted to speak about the first step to harmony. And inshallah, over the next few discussions that we have, I'll speak more about to how to find harmony. One of the things that I want to point out first and foremost is that harmony does not mean that you have to accept everything from everyone just to be able to get along. That it doesn't mean we have to agree on everything just so that we can respect each other for everything. And as a part of our teaching as Muslims, that it is okay, and especially I want this to be a message for you as a young person, as a young Muslim, it is okay for you to dissent, to disagree with something in the right way, to learn how to say no in a way that is accepted and in fact praised by Allah and His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I want you to know that in our tradition as Muslims, harmony was never just following along and tagging along with what everybody says. Sometimes the way to harmony is to be an ummah even if you are on your own. And Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam, Allah describes him by saying, "Inna Ibrahim kana ummah." Abraham by himself was a nation. He had to say to his father and to his mother, to his society, and even to the authority of his land, "I disagree with what you have asked, but I do so agreeably." And dissent does not mean disunity or disloyalty. I want this to be something that you govern yourself with as a young Muslim. Because there will be times in your life as you grow up where the people around you may not do what you do, may not pray to the Qibla you choose, may not wear what you wear or eat what you eat or act in the way you act. And you disagreeing and not practicing a part of what others do does not divide you from the society you are from. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says to us, "Bada al-Islamu gharib." Islam emerged and will always emerge as something distinct, something that has a greater quality in it, something that has a special flavor to what other people may practice or share with each other. Fatuba lil-ghuraba. It will return to being distinct. It won't be the norm everywhere that people adopt what we adopted. Back in the day, in the golden age of Islam, for hundreds of years, people wanted to be like us as Muslims. Some of the very institutions, inshallah, that you will go on to study in, they get their very concept of higher education from our great-great-great-grandparents. The concept of a university was invented in Islamic lands. The University of Al-Qirrawin, the University of Al-Azhar, where some of our teachers have graduated from it. Myself, I studied in it. The places of higher learning have been universities for 1,000 years. Al-Azhar University has a history of 1,000 years. And I want you to think, the robes that you see a judge wear. You know, you watch Judge Judy on TV. She puts on that black robe and she sits and listens to two parties. That robe comes from the abaya and from the bisht and from the cloak that the ulama wore. The hat that is given to you when you graduated in year 6 and year 7, that border hat where it has that tail. And when you graduate, you turn the tassel to the other side and you throw it up in celebration. That comes from the imama that the ulama would be given and worn. Only them, after they have qualified and have been able to speak about the sciences. The harmony you and I find is not being sheep. Is not that you become like everybody else, robotic and unable to say no. And I want to give you one example due to the shortness of time, where a person said no to the one you should never say no to, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And I want you to know that even to the Prophet, who Allah says in the Quran, "Man yuti'il rasul faqad ata'a Allah." When you obey the messenger, it's the obedience of God. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that the one who disobeys the messenger is disobeying Allah. And on that fateful day, Ali ibn Abi Talib, the one who is the son-in-law of the Prophet ﷺ, the one who is destined to be an imam for the Muslims, leading the ummah in the darkest of times, the cousin of the Prophet ﷺ, the first of those who enters into Islam, of the first people to say La ilaha illallah and believe Muhammad ﷺ. The man who laid in the bed of the Prophet ﷺ to trick the mushrikeen as the Prophet made his escape to Medina. The one who loves everything about Rasulullah ﷺ. He was a scribe and he was writing a peace treaty between the people of Islam, Muhammad ﷺ, and the mushrikeen. Suhail ibn Amr, who would later become a Muslim, radiallahu anhu, he was negotiating on behalf of the unbelievers. And Suhail ibn Amr, he said, "Let's write this peace treaty. Ali, you're a scribe, you write. You write, we'll dictate." So Ali wrote, "Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim," which we as Muslims begin everything with. Suhail ibn Amr interjected and he said, "Law amantu bidhalik, if I believe your Lord is Rahman and Rahim and all this, ma akhtalafna, we had no dispute. Change it." So Ali changes it to Bismik Allahum, in the name of God who we all worship. This is a treaty, a contract between Suhail ibn Amr on behalf of Quraysh and Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. At that moment, Suhail ibn Amr got up And he said, if I believed he was the messenger, why do we need a peace treaty? Remove it. And in this moment, Ali radiallahu anhu said, no. I will never erase the title given by Allah to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah said, Muhammadun Rasulullah. I will never erase this. He said, then there's no peace, we're at war. So the Prophet says to Ali radiallahu anhu, imhuha, remove it. And Ali says to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, no. Subhanallah. The one who you can't say no to, the one who it would be a sin to say no to, but in this case, it is a moment of love, and dissent does not mean disharmony and disloyalty. He says, لا يا رسول الله فداك أبي وأمي. I can never remove this title from you, O Messenger of Allah. May my father and mother die before I do it. So the Prophet asks again, and he gives the same response. No. A third time. And he says, no, O Messenger of Allah. So then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam smiles. And the Prophet walks over and he removes it. He erases that title. And he says, write Muhammad ibn Abdullah, which is also my name, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the mercy to humanity. It's a powerful example of you knowing that when something is right, to be able to speak at times that which is truth to power, to be able to stand up for what's right, even when it's difficult, even when pressure of your friends or your family or even your teacher is there. After Jilsatul Istiraha, I will conclude with this theme. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ الْعَظِيمَ لِي وَلَكُمْ. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وبعد. So how do you say no without being disrespectful, without being rude? How do you say no to somebody who you are obligated to obey, your father, your mother? Subhanallah, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, لا طاعة لمخلوق في معصية الخالق. There's no obedience to anyone who is created when they're asking you to disobey the Creator. But this does not give you license to show a sound or a look of disrespect. Why do you see that Allah says, وَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفْ. Don't even make an utterance. Don't even say, oh. Don't even make a sound that can be misunderstood as you being frustrated, not angry, just let down or frustrated or disappointed. And the laws of what Allah invokes in us, seeks from us, are clear. That as you see in the example of Ali, it is your right to not do, but it is not your right to argue. It is your right to not perform something unreasonable, but it is not your right to raise your voice or to make sarcastic or physical signs of displeasure. And when we, inshallah, go further in our discussions of harmony over the coming week, inshallah, this will become even more clear. I leave you with a final message from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where he says to us, عَجَبًا لِأَمْرِ الْمُؤْمِنِ. Astonishing is the condition of a believer. All of their circumstances have goodness in it. Everything you have, good or bad in life, there's always khayr in it. As a Muslim, you're always optimistic. You're never pessimistic and downtrodden and feeling that nothing good can come of whatever situation you find yourself in. And if something pleases you that has been given to you by Allah, you say, Alhamdulillah, wa ashkur Allah, I'm thankful to Allah. And if an inconvenience happens, you are also thankful to Allah Azza wa Jal, but you recognize that it has purified you of something that was of an imbalance between you and Allah. Three rules to live by. First, أصلح ما بينك وبين الله يصلح الله ما بينك وبين الناس. That if you fix your relationship with Allah, if your salah is right, if your Quran is maintained, if you are ethical in your conduct, if your heart seeks to be pure and true, that if you fix your relationship with Allah, Allah will help you fix disturbances with others. أصلح سرك مع الله يصلح الله علانيتك مع الناس. That if you guard your privacy with Allah, if you're careful with your time with Allah when nobody else is around, Allah will make sure your public life is remained intact. وابتغ الآخرة. Seek always to look for tomorrow, the next day, the day of judgment, that Allah will give you enough in this life you don't have to worry about. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes these words that are proof for us and not against us. That Allah opens to you and I the doors of all khayr. That Allah protects you and I from the harms and the perils of evil. That Allah protects our school and our staff and our students, our parents and our teachers. That Allah guides our management and board and principal to that which is pleasing to Him and turns us away from His displeasure. اللهم إنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين وصل اللهم وسلم وزد وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا ونبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة. حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة. قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله.
استووا تراصوا واعتدلوا أتموا صفوفكم ولا تختلفوا. ما شاء الله. Well done downstairs ladies. جزاكم الله خير boys. Thank you brother Iman for your help. Brother Zaki جزاك الله خير. Humble your hearts to Allah Azza wa Jal. Lower your heads in humility to Him. This is a moment of connection. Keep your eyes at the place of your sujood. Remove any distractions from your thoughts and hearts. Will yourself. Will yourself to connect with Allah Azza wa Jal. اللهم إني وجهت إليك وجه الفرد. استووا. الله أكبر. سبحانك اللهم بحمدك. تبارك اسمك تعالى جلالك. أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تكونوا كالذين آذوا موسى فبرأه الله مما قالوا وكان عند الله وجيها. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. إنا عرضنا الأمانة على السماوات والأرض والجبال فأبين أن يحملنها وأشفقن منها
وحملها الإنسان إنه كان ظلوما جهولا ليعذب الله المنافقين والمنافقات والمشركين والمشركات ويتوب الله على المؤمنين والمؤمنات وكان الله غفورا رحيما. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. ربنا ولك الحمد. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
رب اغفر لي.
الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين.
بسم الله الرحمن.
والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. الله أكبر
وبحمده سبحانه.